Good afternoon. We're here from Partick, Free Church of Scotland, continuing. We meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace. We meet on the Lord's Day Sunday at 11 a.m. and again 6:30 p.m. We meet on Wednesday also at 7:30 p.m. and we extend a warm welcome to you. We're here to bring you some of the good news of the Bible. It's good to be here, and we're making use of the privilege that we have of freedom of speech and be able to be out in the street and to tell you something concerning the Lord Jesus Christ about real, authentic, biblical Christianity. I want to tell you this afternoon about an incident that Jesus had with a leper. In biblical times, a leper was an outcast. A leper was someone that people kept well away from. They would have nothing to do with a leper. He had a terrible, loathsome disease that would ultimately end up in his death. And leprosy was something that started off inside a person. A person wasn't aware of it. And eventually it would come and it would manifest itself. And by that time it was too late for anything to be done with it. Well, Jesus encountered a leper one day. We're told in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him and forthwith sent him away. He was a leper. He was an outcast. No one would have anything to do with him. If he came near contact with people, he would have to cry out, "Unclean, unclean." People would keep away from him. The religious leaders of that day would have nothing to do with the leper. They would believe that the leper was someone who was being judged by God. He was being condemned by God. God was punishing him for some great sin in their eyes. And therefore, they would have nothing to do with the leper. And a leper would never go near the scribes and the Pharisees. They would never do that. They would never have any contact with him. But here this leper came to the Lord Jesus and he said to him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." In other words, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And what did the Lord Jesus do? Did the Lord Jesus Christ scold him? Did Christ tell him to get lost? Did Christ say, "I want nothing to do with you, you sick person, you vile person," while others would turn him away? Is that what Jesus did? No. We are told that Jesus said to him, "I am willing. I am willing. I am willing to receive you. I'm willing to help you." And immediately he did help him, and he was cured from his leprosy. This is something that only God could do. And the Lord Jesus Christ did it, performed that wonderful miracle, and had compassion on someone who was living a life sentence and who would die ultimately because of his disease. There's a lesson in that incident for us all. It tells us about, first of all, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was able simply to will something and it happened. This man was a leper. This man had an incurable disease. He was certain to die from this. But he came to Jesus, and Jesus simply willed it, and the man was healed. He was made whole again. His life was restored. He would be able to join the community. He would be able to work and earn a living. He would be able to get married and have a family. All of these things that were normal and natural, he would be able to do after Jesus had cured him. Who else could do this? No one else could do it. Jesus, they are demonstrating that he is the Son of God and he has power over all things. And leprosy, friends, is a picture of sin. It's a biblical picture of sin, because sin is within us. Just as leprosy, it begins within us and it's invisible and no one knows it's there until it manifests itself in the outer extremities of our body. And by that time, it's too late. And sin is something that lies deep within our hearts. But the same power that was able to cure the leper is also able to cure the sinner. And the Lord Jesus Christ is able to take our sins and to take them away. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. That's what the Bible teaches us. You'll read that in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like crimson, though they be like that, they shall be cleansed like wool. The Lord Jesus has that power. And more, friends, if we look at this incident of the leper, it reminds us of the willingness of the Lord Jesus Christ to save. The Lord Jesus did not turn him away. This leper came to him. This highly infectious person came to Christ. And Christ received him. Again, that's a picture of what Christ will do if we will come to him. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and whosoever cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's a promise, a gospel promise from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He says that to us. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and whosoever shall come to me, I will in no wise cast out. He didn't cast out the leper, and he will not cast out any of us if we will but come to him. In fact, if you go through your Bible, if you look at the gospel record, you will find that Jesus turned no one away. All kinds of people came to the Lord Jesus. All kinds of people asked him questions. And all who came to him, he did not in any sense turn them away, but he received them, he spoke to them, and he healed them. And this is a wonderful truth that you need to accept and realize, that the Lord Jesus Christ will receive you if you will but come to him. The problem is, friends, we are so unwilling to go to Christ. We don't see our need. You know, the leper, he saw his need. He was well aware of his situation. He knew the pain he was in. He could see this disease was taking over. He could see that his days were numbered. He knew his plight was desperate. And he went to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our problem, your problem is you don't realize that you're sinners before God. You don't realize. You're oblivious to your true state, your true plight. The Bible tells us that by nature we are dead in trespasses and sins. What does that mean? It means we're spiritually dead. It means that we are estranged from God. And this is remarkable because we're made in the image of God originally. We have been made as the apex of creation. We have been put upon this world in order to look after God's creation and to have a wonderful relationship with our Creator. But because of sin, all of that has changed. All of that has changed. And our problem is we don't realize it. We don't realize our true plight. The Bible tells us, and it does not flatter us, it tells us there is none righteous, no, not one. None. We've all, like sheep, we've all gone astray. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now you might think that's not important, but it is. It's vitally important. Because God is speaking to us. He is telling us that we're not right. We're not fit to meet with Him. And we need to be made fit. How can we be made fit? The only way that we can be made fit and acceptable is to have our sins forgiven and to be reconciled to God through the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's why we're here this afternoon. That's why we're seeking to speak a word in season, that you might know, that you might understand how God sees you and me. The Bible's verdict upon mankind is not flattering, and this is part of the offense of the cross. We're told in Genesis chapter 6, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great upon the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God is looking down. God sees mankind. He not only sees what we do, He not only sees our physical actions, but friends, God sees into our hearts. He's able to read our minds. He knows our thoughts. And what does He say? That the thoughts of our heart are only evil continually. That's God's verdict. That's God's sentence upon you, upon me. And that's why we need a Savior. And who is that Savior? Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Yeah. No one comes to the Father but by me, Jesus says. And if you're ever going to be saved, friends, if you're ever going to be made right with God, you have to come through Christ. For there is one mediator. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave his life a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And this is why we're here this afternoon, that we might be able to speak a word in season to you as you pass by. Remind yourselves of the words of the Apostle Paul. For this is a trustworthy saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief, he says. And therefore, if the chief of sinners can be saved, there is hope for us all. There is hope. But we must recognize our need. You will never go to the doctor unless you have a problem. You'll never trouble the dentist unless you've got a problem. You'll never come to the Lord Jesus Christ until you recognize you're sinners and you've a terrible plight. And if you remain sinners with your sins unforgiven, friend, a terrible end awaits you. What is that end? That end is to be separated from the gracious presence of God throughout all eternity. And that's why we're here. That we might be able, by the Spirit of God, to bring a message to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, after preaching the gospel and performing many miracles, he said to a hardened crowd, to a sin-hardened crowd, he said to them, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's an all-embracing gospel invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He tells us to come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Do you know, friends, every one of us are burdened. You might not accept it, you might not realize it, but we're all carrying a terrible burden. What is that burden? The burden is your sin. And that burden manifests itself in guilt. That's why your conscience troubles you. That's why you don't want to talk about God. That's why you won't go to church to hear the minister preach a sermon to you. You don't want to be confronted with God. That's the burden. And you have this burden because your relationship with God is not what it should be. If we put it in human terms, if you've fallen out with a friend, it can be difficult to communicate with that friend. It can be embarrassing. If you once had a good friend and you've had an argument, now you're estranged. And it's not easy to get back together again. Someone has to give, someone has to take. There has to be reconciliation. Well, that's the way it is with God. Because of our sin, we are estranged from him. We don't have the relationship that we should have by nature. We don't have it. We are separated from him. And that's why we don't like to be confronted with his word. That's why we don't like the Bible. That's why we don't like the gospel. That's why we won't go to the house of God to hear the word of God. Because we're afraid.